Tonight's message is, He sent forth His Word and healed them. In this new year, God is able to bring healing to your life. How many can say amen here tonight?
Amen.
The text is found in Psalm 107, verse 20. Psalm 107, verse 20. It says, He sent forth His Word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Now this psalm, Psalm 107, is a historical psalm. And the psalmist could be referencing the wandering of the Israelites in the desert for 40 years because of their rebellion, their complaining against God, and their sin. If you read the whole psalm, he might be referencing the wandering of the Israelites in the desert for 40 years because of their rebellion against God. If you look at verse 4 of Psalm 107, it kind of indicates that. Some wandered in desert wastelands, finding no way to a city where they could settle. But throughout the psalm, throughout Psalm 107, you see the delivering and the saving power of God. For instance, in verse 13, it says, Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. Verse 14, He brought them out of darkness and the deepest gloom and broke away their chains. Verse 16, For He breaks down the gates of bronze and cuts through bars of iron. Verse 19, Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. So we see a God who had the backs of the Israelites. Amen? And I'm here to tell you tonight that God has got your back. And verse 20 is the text for tonight. He sent forth His Word and healed them. He sent forth His Word and He healed the sick. Now we're going to turn to John chapter 1 verse 1. And John, the disciple of Jesus, writes, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
The word used in the Greek is logos. In the beginning was the logos, and the logos was with God, and the logos was God. Who is this word, this logos, that John is referring to? It's the eternal, divine Son of God, second person of the Trinity, who existed before the worlds were formed. Jesus Christ, who existed from eternity, became flesh and made His dwelling amongst us. In John 1:14, He writes, The Word, the Logos, became flesh and made His dwelling amongst us. Jesus, the eternally existing One, became flesh and made His dwelling amongst humanity. And that's why we celebrated Christmas a few weeks ago. It's because Jesus became flesh. He was born as a baby in a manger in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. So, back to Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent His Word and healed them. In the New Covenant, yes, God sent His Word, the Logos, Jesus Christ, and healed the sick. It says in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with Him. It almost seems to me that Psalm 107 verse 20 is a prophecy concerning Jesus. It might not be, but to me it seems that way. He sent His Word and healed them. And Jesus in the New Testament, according to John chapter 1, is the Word, the Logos, Word with a capital W. And Jesus, the Word, when He walked this earth over 2,000 years ago, went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, because God was with Him. Is that good news here tonight? We serve the same Jesus. He walked this earth in flesh and bone over 2,000 years ago, but by His Spirit, He is present with us tonight. If He rules and reigns on the throne of your heart, He can bring healing to your life. Amen?
Amen.
He sent His Word and healed them. He sent Jesus Christ, the Word, the Logos, and healed those who were sick in Israel when He walked this earth 2,000 years ago. Now we're going to go to some of the instances in the Gospels of how Jesus, the Word, healed the sick. First one is Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, the centurion's servant who was ill. Jesus Christ, the Word, spoke words of healing, and the sick were healed. Matthew chapter 8, verse 5. When Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him asking for help. "Lord," he said, "my servant lies home paralyzed and in terrible suffering." Jesus said to him, "I will go and heal him." The centurion replied in verse 8, "Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to this servant, do this, and he does it." So the centurion said to Jesus, "Just say the word," in verse 8, "just say the logos, and my servant will be healed." If you jump down to verse 13 of Matthew chapter 8, "Then Jesus said to the centurion, 'Go, it will be done just as you believed it would.' And his servant was healed at that very hour." Jesus, the Word, who was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, spoke words of healing. What words of healing? He said, "Go, it will be done just as you believed it would." And his servant was healed from that very hour. Next instance, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20. Matthew 9, verse 20. It's about a woman who bled for 12 years. Matthew 9, 20. "Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, 'If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.'" This woman had great faith. Jesus turned and saw her, verse 22, "Take heart, daughter," he said, "your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that moment. Jesus, the Word, made flesh, spoke words of healing. What words of healing in this instance? He said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." He spoke words of healing into this woman's life, and it says what? The woman was healed from that moment. Matthew chapter 9, verse 27, just a few verses down. "As Jesus went on from there, two blind men followed him, calling out, 'Have mercy on us, Son of David.' When he had gone indoors, the blind men came to him and he asked them, 'Do you believe that I'm able to do this?' 'Yes, Lord,' they replied. Then he touched their eyes and said, 'According to your faith will it be done to you.' And their sight was restored." Jesus, the Word made flesh, spoke words of healing into the lives of the two blind men. What words of healing did he speak? He said, "According to your faith, will it be done to you?" And their sight was restored. Jesus, the Word, spoke words of healing, and the sick were made whole again. Is that good news here tonight? And I'm here to tell you tonight, one word from God and your life could be changed forever. One word from the mouth of God into your life and your life could be changed for the better. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. One word from the mouth of Jesus, God the Son, and your life could be changed forever. In my own life, there's a personal illustration in my own life where back in 2006, I was going through a pretty severe depression for about 2 months. It was about August and September of 2006. And some of you may have heard this story before. I had faith in God, but I was depressed. I felt so low, I felt like I could do a push-up under a penny. Just feeling so low. I was depressed, didn't want to get up, didn't want to eat, didn't want to be around people. Well, one day I happened to go to a friend's house in Tulsa. And, you know, at that time I was really doubting God's love for me. Went to a friend's house in Tulsa, and a mutual acquaintance showed up. This lady showed up at the house. And she was a pretty blunt woman, pretty direct, pretty rough. But God used her to speak into my life. And I was going through the depression, and she said, "God has told me to tell you, Jonathan, that Jesus loves you." And friends, I'm here to tell you that's all I needed to hear was Jesus loves me. God told her to tell me that Jesus loves me. At that point, I started climbing out quickly from the cave of depression in my life. From that point, I started receiving healing in my emotions. One word from God can change your life forever, friends. If he did it in the New Testament, in the Gospels, if he did it for me, God can do it for you. Amen?
Amen.
God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. There is no sickness too hard for God to heal. There is no mental illness. There is no emotional illness. There is no physical illness. There is no relational illness that is too difficult for God Almighty, for Jesus to heal in your life. When human physicians say there's nothing more we can do, God says, I can do it. When human doctors say there's nothing we can do anymore to reverse the cancer, there's nothing else we can do to heal the diabetes, there's nothing else we can do to turn around the heart issues in your life, God says, I can do it. God says to you, I am the God who specializes in making seemingly impossible situations possible in your life. I am the God of the 180. He is the God who can turn it around for your life. When people say, there's nothing we can do, God says, I can do it for you. One word from the mouth of God can change your life forever. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say it with me. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes, friends. The Jesus who healed when he walked the streets of Israel 2,000 years ago is the same Jesus who can do it in your life tonight. Jesus can speak a word of healing to your mind. He can speak a word of healing to your body. He can speak a word of healing to your soul. Jesus can speak a word of healing to your emotions. He can speak a word of healing to that relationship, and it will be turned around when he speaks that word of miracles into your life. But friends, I'm here to tell you tonight, it's going to take something on your part for the miracle to occur. It's going to take something on your part for the miracle of healing to occur in your life. God sent his word and healed them. He sent the word with a capital W, the Logos, Jesus, and Jesus went about healing the sick. And tonight Jesus still heals, and he wants to heal your infirmity. But it will take something on our part. What is that something? Let's go back to Matthew chapter 8. The centurion, we just talked about it. The centurion. He had what? Jesus said to the centurion. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. He said, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. And his servant was healed that very hour. Next account, Matthew chapter 9, with a woman who bled for 12 years. She said to herself, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. Jesus turned and said, and saw her. Take heart, daughter. He said, your faith has healed you. It took faith on the part of these individuals. And then finally, Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 and forward, the two blind men. What did he say to them? He touched their eyes and said in Matthew 9:29, according to your what?
Faith,
will it be done to you, and their sight was restored. Jesus Christ, the Word, wants to speak words of healing into your life. But it will take something on our part. It will take faith. And these individuals that we read about in Matthew chapter 8, the two in Matthew chapter 9, they had great faith. They had persistent faith. They had strong faith. They had persevering faith. They had a faith that did not give up. What did the woman say who bled for 12 years? She said, if I only touch his cloak, I will be healed. She didn't say, I might be healed. I could be healed. There's a possibility I will be healed. She said, I will be healed if I could just touch his cloak. The two blind men. Jesus said, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe that I'm able to restore your sight? And how did they respond? Yes, Lord, they replied. They didn't say, maybe God, there's a chance you could. They were confident in their faith. They said, yes, Lord, we know that you can restore our sight. They had a strong faith, a perseverant faith, a persistent faith. They had childlike faith that did not doubt the goodness and the power of God for even a moment. Remember Abraham. Remember Abraham. What did God say to Abraham? More than once in Genesis. He promised Abraham that he would do what? He promised Abraham that he would make him into a great nation. How old was Abraham when he promised to make him into a great nation? He was 75. But it was when Abraham was how old that the promised son Isaac was born, through whom he would become a great nation. How old was Abraham when the promised son was born? How old? He was 100, right? So you take 100 minus 75, and that's how many years? 25 years. For 25 years, Abraham believed without wavering at the promise that God was able to do what he promised. And has God promised you healing in your life? Healing for your mind, healing for your emotions, healing for your infirm body. God is able to do it. And maybe you've been waiting a month. Maybe you've been waiting a year. Maybe you've been waiting 5 years. Don't give up. Keep on keeping on with your faith in God. Don't give up. Persevere, persist with your faith in the Almighty God. Is there good news here tonight? God is looking for childlike faith. A faith that does not doubt His goodness, His power, for even a moment in your life. He's looking for a strong, a persistent, a no-giving-up faith, like the instances we read about in Matthew chapter 8 and chapter 9. He's looking for strong faith. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what are you reading on a daily basis? Are you reading newspapers? Are you reading bad news constantly, the magazines? The internet, the bad news, you know, the books that you read, the media that comes into your mind affects the way you think. It affects your heart. Why not read on a consistent basis the greatest book in the world, the most famous book in the world, the Word of Almighty God? And let this influence the way that you think on a consistent basis. It's not enough to read God's Word at Easter and at Christmas twice a year. You need to be in the Word of God on a daily basis. You may not have a whole lot of time to read a whole lot, but you might have 10 or 15 minutes to read a chapter or maybe 5 verses. You might have 2 hours where you can read 2 or 3 chapters. But you got to be in the Word of God on a consistent basis, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. If you want your faith to be built up, if you want your faith to be strengthened, you've got to be in the greatest and the best book in the world, the Bible. God's Word on a consistent basis. I encourage you to be reading the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read Acts. Read about the miracles that Jesus performed when He walked this earth. It'll build up. It'll strengthen your faith. You'll start thinking to yourself, if God did it for that person, if God did it for the lady that bled for 12 years, if God did it for the two blind men, God can do it for me, because God is not a respecter of persons. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. He wants to bring healing into your life. And just one last word of encouragement for you here tonight. If your healing physically in some area of your life doesn't come on this side of eternity, I can guarantee it will come on the next side of eternity. Amen. Let me say that again. If your healing that you're believing for, keep having faith in God. Don't give up your faith. But if your healing doesn't necessarily happen tomorrow or the next month or in the next year or in the next 5 or 10 years, or perhaps if it doesn't happen on this side of eternity, it will happen for you on the other side of eternity when you go to heaven one day. Don't let any human being tell you that you're not receiving your healing because you don't have enough faith in God. That kind of mindset is not good. Don't let anybody tell you that. Don't self condemn yourself. Because guess what? On the next side of eternity, if not on this side, you will receive your full healing, whatever that is. Is that good news here tonight? Amen. There's no more sickness in heaven. There's no more sorrow. There is no more pain. There is just peace. There is joy. There is wholeness in the presence of Almighty God with Jesus forever and ever. Could you say amen here tonight?
Amen.
Is that good news?
Yes.
But friends, it all starts with the healing of your soul. And if your life is not right with Christ, if He's not sitting and ruling and reigning on the throne of your heart, then your soul, your spirit is sick. If you're looking for physical healing in your life, emotional healing in your life, mental healing in your life, it begins with the healing of the human spirit, your soul. And how does that happen? It happens by making Jesus Christ your Savior and your Lord. See, God is not obligated to bless anybody who's living in rebellion to Him, who is living in rebellion to Jesus.
Come on.
God is not obligated to bless anybody who hasn't put Him on the throne
Amen.
Of his or her heart.
Amen?
Amen? So physical healing, mental healing, emotional healing, relational healing all begins with the healing of the Spirit. And how does that happen? By making Jesus your Savior, your Lord, putting your trust and your faith in Him.